sister, and both of them are actually quite large and often end up in some of the largest chapters in the country and in the state. So thanks for coming by, Bo.
As I mentioned,
a lot of people, a lot of us know that name, Ducks Unlimited, but we don't really know what it is. I think there's some stamps maybe associated with them that we see periodically. But unless we're really involved with it, I guess we don't know what it's all about. So before we talk about the details of the banquet, which everyone can go to if they purchase tickets.
Absolutely.
Tell us just a bit about these two chapters, the UL chapter and the Lafayette chapter.
Well, the UL chapter and Lafayette chapter is entirely composed of volunteers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ducks Unlimited is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. All the funds go up to Ducks Unlimited in Canada, but the funds that are raised in Louisiana are approximately $1.5 million to $1.7 million, but Ducks Unlimited has around $12 million in projects going on currently in South Louisiana.
So it's a really active chapter here. In Louisiana. And you mentioned that, how big is it? It's like the largest in the state and then in the country.
Lafayette chapter is one of the largest chapters in the country.
Mm-hmm,
And this year we're on track to be the largest in the country. God willing, we keep going.
So real active members here. Well, so tell us about some of these projects that Ducks Unlimited is involved with in Louisiana.
Ducks Unlimited has on-staff biologists. They do have an office here in Lafayette. They'll work with farmers, with landowners, with individuals on water control projects, on basically making it the best place for the ducks to winter. Make sure they have enough food, and it benefits not only the sportsmen, but it benefits the ducks and the wildlife and whoever they happen to share their habitat with
mm-hmm.
which is a multitude of animals.
Well, so for lay people like myself, and again, some people listening, what are the optimal habitats? What kinds of environments are these biologists trying to create in collaboration with farmers and various people who own land? Describe some of those habitats.
Well, in the breeding grounds up north, where the population is hatched, and they count the population every year. It's a lot of the potholes, the little wetland areas that they concentrate on around those areas. Down here, the marshes, the rice fields, the majority of the ducks' meals while they're down here is rice.
Oh.
There's duck feed that they do naturally grown that they eat on in the marsh. And you'd be amazed that a duck will roost in the Gulf, but he'll make a flight within the same day all the way back up to North Louisiana to eat in a duck in a rice field.
So it wouldn't be too good for the ducks in Louisiana if there was no more rice here.
No, not at all. It's good for our rice and gravy and for the ducks.
And for the ducks. Interesting combination. So what kinds of things do you all do as a chapter to help support these projects? You must do fundraisers. What do you all do?
We have several events a year. The UL chapter puts on their banquet. They have crawfish ball. We have the general membership banquet, which is what I'm the chairman of here. It's usually our largest event. We expect a nice crowd that one. We have the sponsorship banquet, which we also
hold. Which is separate from the general.
Mm-hmm. It's specific for our sponsors, which is to be a sponsor is just a little bit higher donation level. Our members do have a package where they get the magazine, and they're involved and educated on what we do. We have a skeet shoot also.
Mm-hmm. And when does that usually take place?
Skeet shoots normally around the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
And usually a good old time. Everything like it is for the ducks. I got involved when I was younger. I kind of realized, I'm out here. I'm loving outdoors. I'm loving hunting, fishing. Mm-hmm. We're living in sportsman's paradise. I better get involved.
You want to make sure that it remains for generations.
Right.
So the general banquet is very important, and that's the one that's coming up on Thursday the 8th, next Thursday. You are the chairman of the banquet. You mentioned a packet and a magazine. Is that a very important thing to Ducks Unlimited, the magazine that they publish?
It is very important. It keeps the membership involved. We have also a Green Wing membership for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
to build generations of people aware of how important not only to us our coast is, but to the ducks and all the wildlife that you know work with us. It's not just a bunch of guys in camouflage,
right? Well, and just the fact that you mentioned Canada, you know, shows that it really is a long chain of people interested in ensuring that those habitats are healthy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of information do you get in Ducks Unlimited? What can people who have never received it before, what kinds of articles, information do you have?
There'll be articles on the population, the different species of ducks, the counts. It gives tips to hunters. They review the gear and stuff that everybody's always interested in. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's articles about
some of the projects y'all have been doing.
Some of the projects we're doing, like I told you, how we leverage that duck stamp money that we do get. Mm-hmm. And we have around $12 million in projects, water control and habitat. That's with private landowners and public lands in South Louisiana.
That's pretty amazing. That's a lot of commitment and dollars coming through Ducks Unlimited. So what else, what happens at the banquet?
At the banquet, we're very fortunate to work with a lot of great vendors. Mm-hmm. We have vehicles there. We have...
Anything
you can imagine for a sportsman in paradise, we have. We have... hunting and fishing kayaks, we have guns, we have bows, we have fishing trips, we have hunting trips, we have African safaris, we have Gulf fishing trips. We've auctioned off offshore fishing trips before. We have sometimes celebrities. Last year we had Sammy Kershaw. This year, Lord knows who will walk in the door.
Who'll be interested in helping to support Ducks Unlimited. So these items you mentioned, are they being auctioned off or are they just kind of as a showcase?
We have live and silent auction items. Mm-hmm. We also have door prizes, so everybody walks away with something. And your ticket in the door provides you with an open bar, which your drink can be leaded or unleaded. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. And we also have a nice meal. It's catered and entertainment. Mm-hmm. We have... always have some kind of game or something going to where it's all going for a good cause, but people need to have a good time,
right?
Too.
And also, just I guess the networking and meeting of other people with like interests.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell people, if you are just tuning in, my guest is Bo Ferris. He's talking about the annual general banquet of the Lafayette chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Tickets are available, or you can get them at the door. And it sounds like it will be a great time. About how many people usually attend?
We usually expect in the vicinity of 800 people. It's usually a pretty good draw. Mm-hmm. Opening weekend for Big Duck is going to be the following weekend. So it's kind of like a warm-up. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting excited. Mm-hmm. Once you get excited about that weekend coming.
Right. Well, I guess as we were just talking a minute before about that kind of meeting and networking, I'm sure there's a lot of talk about, you know, where you're going, what you're going to do, what your strategy is, what, you know.
Oh, and it's every from people who hunt in rice fields and hunt in the marsh to people. I mean, once we get out the duck blind, you got to make the most of your afternoon. So you got to get in the boat and see if you can get some redfish or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, who knows? It helps you network to get hunts, too, so you can go hunt and find some new hunting buddies.
Right, yeah. And I guess it's kind of interesting because, as you mentioned, there's people from people who hunt in a variety of ways. I mean, people who might have camps, people who are just, you know, out in some solitary place. Yeah. So you get to really get that perspective from different kinds of hunters.
Mm-hmm. It's all a great group of guys. I hadn't met anybody that I wouldn't... have for supper at my house. Everybody that's involved in hunting and fishing and being a sportsman in this area definitely needs to be involved because everybody shares the same passion that goes through that door.
Well, I'm going to ask you. You did say guys. Are there a lot of girls involved too?
Yeah. Don't let me paint the picture just guys. It is a lot of ladies. Women are the number one growing segment of hunting these past few years and. our chapter does have a few very important ladies. My title is chairman, but there is one lady, Jennifer, that's been working with us for years, that if we didn't have her, we'd be in trouble.
All right. So ladies, you are invited to the Ducks Unlimited General Banquet.
Absolutely.
So when you pay your ticket at the door, does that mean you become a member of the Lafayette chapter?
You become a member of Ducks Unlimited, and that is tax deductible on your taxes, because we are a nonprofit 501c3. For anybody looking for a little write-off.
Mm-hmm. It always helps. So have many people from this chapter traveled up to Canada where the main office is and
kind
of see what they do?
A few have. One of the things we do auction off is a Canada hunt. Mm-hmm. It gets you access to Ducks Unlimited. They take you out. They show you the breeding grounds. They show everything. And it is. I haven't been able to go yet, but it is something.
Must be quite beautiful up there. So are y'all auctioning one off this year?
Yes.
A Canada hunting trip. All right. So when you get a ticket, do you, once you're in, then do you have to sign up for the special auctions, or is that inclusive in your ticket? How does that work?
We'll have people walking around selling raffle tickets.
Okay.
We do our best to explain how everything works, but no one needs to be shy to grab somebody in a white Ducks Unlimited Lafayette committee shirt. And how do I do this? How do I do that? We have I usually color code the silent auction and the live auction. I have different tablecloths on what they're laid on, to where you can kind of preview and
which
come up with a game plan.
In.
Yeah.
Well, what time do the doors open?
Doors open at 5:30. It's something the chapter works for all year long.
So a lot of people do show up early so they can take a look at all of the items that are being auctioned. And that's going to be, I don't think we mentioned where it's going to take place.
The Hyman Center.
Okay. So you have enough room for those hundreds and hundreds of people. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guest is Bo Ferris. He is a member of the Lafayette chapter of Ducks Unlimited. He is also the chairman of the General Banquet, which is coming up next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. Doors open at 5:30. Lots to see. Lots of information there. I assume you also have people just giving information about the chapter. You can learn more about what y'all do.
If you would like to join the chapter that night, we do have information. We welcome volunteers. Nothing like free labor.
That's right.
And then there will be a lot of the vendors with that will be there to talk to anybody
about
curious about equipment or from bow and arrows to guns to the kayak.
Right, anything you might need out there.
Absolutely.
All right, and again, you do get a subscription to the Ducks Unlimited magazine.
Subscription to the Ducks Unlimited magazine, and on the Green Wing, the kids will get a subscription geared towards children. And
So are you inviting the children to come that night as well, for parents to bring their children to the banquet?
They can. Mm-hmm. They can. Now, there is alcohol there that will be served, and it will be it tends to go a little bit into the hours, but children are.
They could come in the beginning, maybe, and just see. So there's an opportunity for them to join that for the younger members as well. Okay. And you mentioned the chapter at UL, that they're very involved by having a crawfish boil. When does that take place?
That has already occurred for this year. Mm-hmm. They do it annually, just like we do our events. They're a big part as well, and a big part of what transitions to being a part of our member.
Right. Now, we cover most of South Louisiana. So when you're talking about the Lafayette chapter, what does that cover, or how many other chapters are in South Louisiana?
There's several chapters in South Louisiana. There's
I guess one in Lake Charles, probably.
Lake Charles, Crowley. Mm-hmm. Karen Crow has a chapter. Abbeville. We have...
Okay, so there are lots of local chapters in smaller towns as well.
Yeah, I might have to take off my shoes to start counting the rest.
That's okay. But they're certainly welcome to come to this banquet.
Oh absolutely.
Many of them
do
come to
everybody
this banquet.
Everybody supports everybody. Okay. I went myself to the Karen Crow banquet. They put on a great banquet, and I look forward to seeing those guys at ours also.
All right, so the General Banquet is inclusive, not only of women, ladies, but also of anyone who's in the other chapters around South Louisiana.
Anybody that loves their license plate says Sportsman's Paradise is welcome in the doors,
and I think
they'll enjoy it.
All right. Is there a number or a website where people can go if they weren't able to write this down?
www.lafayettedu.org, or if they get that information, that's fine. Or they're welcome to call 962-2128 and I'll get some tickets in their hand.
Okay. Well, we'll have that number here as well. I'll get that from you and people can call us as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's
LafayetteDU.org.
Okay. That's the chapter. This is the Lafayette chapter and their annual general banquet that will be next Thursday, the 8th. For more information, either stop by the website or you can give Bo Ferris a call and I'll be happy to get you through the doors as well. Well, thank you so much, Bo, for letting us know more about Ducks Unlimited and our local chapters and the banquet coming up on the 8th.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
Thank you.